If you remember from last week, the lectionary readings were kind of more of this dire rehearsal of God's judgment on Israelites in the wilderness, that God was not pleased with many of them, with their idolatry and their grumbling and their fornications, and many of their bodies were scattered throughout the wilderness. And that judgment served as an example for the Corinthians and also for us. This week, we read of God's continuing mercy to the Israelites, despite their sinfulness, their taking of the land, the manna provided to them, that God's mercy was manifested to them in these ways. And then in the New Testament reading, God's mercy manifested fully in Christ as the bread from heaven. These two aspects of God and his dealings with his people are a perennial problem that crops up in almost every area of doctrine where we want to emphasize one over the other, but we need to affirm both of these things. What am I talking about? The first aspect is seen in God's covenantal judgment on the unfaithful, right? So Israelites sinned in the wilderness. God killed some of them. Christians sin in Corinth. God kills some of them. This shows the conditional aspects of God's covenants. The second aspect is really kind of the only one we know today, but we still need to affirm it. It's abused, but we affirm it because it is true that God is merciful. His continuing grace to his people, despite their sins, is something we see in the story of the Israelites in the wilderness. His refusal to forsake them entirely. This shows us the unconditional aspects of his covenant, that there are aspects of him remaining with us forever, him fulfilling these things apart from our failures along the way temporally. And this is a comfort to us because God has forsaken us in a sense in this time right now. He has given us over to our enemies. He has killed Christians in the process, and many Christians are being devoured by the beasts of the field because of their sin. But he will not utterly and forever forsake us. He will come back to us after our discipline is completed because he is merciful. Just as he did not forsake our forefathers in the wilderness, he will not forsake us in the wilderness. Jesus promised to be with his church always until the end of the age. So come and welcome to Jesus Christ.